First of all, I'd like to get your reaction to what has clearly been an excellent night for the SNP.
This is a fantastic, it's a historic night for the SNP, and there can be no doubt that our positive vision for Scotland and the positive campaign that we've run has paid dividends.
There have been a number of new SNP MSPs, and many of them are new female MSPs. As someone who's always spoken out on issues of gender equality in the Parliament, I mean, what's your reaction to that, and what advice can you give to your colleagues?
Well, I was particularly pleased with some of the early results coming in. Linda Fabiani beating Andy Kerr, Christina McKelvey winning her constituency as well. There's a fantastic number of new MSPs and also old MSPs who have now won their constituency, and I'm really pleased with them. They've worked so hard and deserve the win that they've got tonight.
Now, as we stand at the moment, we're still waiting for the regional list results for Lothians, but it's possible that because of your colleague's success, you might lose out. I mean, how does that make you feel?
I mean, there is no one in the SNP that can think anything else, but this is an absolutely historic night. I have been in the party for 16 years, and to think that we would be having a night like this where we're winning constituency after constituency, it just makes me so exceptionally proud of everybody that's worked so hard in Edinburgh and throughout the country. There have been some fantastic campaigns that were written off a long time ago by the other political parties, but we knew the hard work that was going on the ground, and we knew what they were doing to try and get that positive message out, and it's paid off for them, and I think it's brilliant for them. Fantastic result.
Do you wish perhaps that you'd chosen to fight your constituency from 2007 in Edinburgh Central?
No, I mean, one of the reasons I chose to fight North and Leith was because of issues like the trams and the biomass, which obviously I'd been very active in. You take the decision at the time and you go with it. We run an excellent campaign. Maybe the only difference between North and Leith and the other constituencies was that the incumbent that I was up against also fought a positive campaign, and perhaps that paid dividends for him where others suffered.
If you were unfortunate enough to not be elected, how will you stay involved in the issues you just mentioned that you've campaigned heavily on, and what will your role within the SNP be?
Well, I think I can leave the issues that I've been involved into our new SNP team in Edinburgh, which is bigger than it's ever been, and we've got some fantastic people elected that are far far capable of taking on all the issues I've been working on and leading from it, and I wish them all the best, and that they'll do a great job.